Hello, and welcome to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. My name is Laura Vogt. I'm the Associate Director for Marketing and Communications for the College of Engineering and your podcast host. So last week, we spoke with Joe Sell from the Financial Aid and Scholarships Office. And today, I'm excited to have one of your peers, Diego Corona Munoz, to talk about Bears for Financial Success. Welcome, Diego, and please tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so hi, everybody. My name is Diego Corona Munoz, and I am a rising senior. I'm studying political economy and Spanish and minoring in public policy. I am currently a peer educator with Bears for Financial Success, and I'm here to tell you a little bit more about personal finance.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And so this season of the podcast, we're exploring more about campus resources for students. And I was interested to learn more about Bears for Financial Success. So can you tell us more about the program and how did you get involved in it?
Yeah, so BFFs is a peer-to-peer more like an advising group, but also a space in the financial aid office where students can come and ask questions about basic financial aid questions, personal finance questions. We're a selected group of students through through a work study program. So even though you don't have work, even if you don't have work study, you can still be a peer educator just through an application process. And by doing so, you are able to, help students that walk into our office regarding like issues about their personal finance or basic financial aid questions. And we also provide workshops and presentations for any organization that may request them. So we talk about spending plan, managing credit cards, managing debt, anything you could think of regarding finances and college. Along those lines, I started being a peer educator my freshman year. So the spring semester of my freshman year. So I've been here quite a long time, going on to my third year. So been through many conversations with students and, explored a lot about personal finance myself.
And so you talked about the classes. Are they specific to like financial planning, or do you also talk about if students need more information about taking out student loans or loans in general?
Yeah, they're not classes per se, more like workshops. So some of these workshops, we had a few more during COVID when we had virtual learning. We opened up a few of our, timelines or a few time slots within our office. We've just provided some links on our social media page. And then we said, hey, we're going to be talking about spending plan. Feel free to join us. And it's just, kind of carry on a conversation and help spread, basic financial literacy. Hopefully, it would also help students, during this difficult time. But when we're a person, we also provide workshops with any organization that may request it. By requesting it, you just have to send an email to our office, and then we'll more than happy be able to send someone over to talk about that specific topic.
Is there one specific thing that students often seem to have the most questions about?
A lot about budgeting and spending plans. So that's what we also have our bulk of knowledge as well, just because it's kind of some common theme. And a lot is because most of the reason is because, lots of these students don't come with that financial literacy knowledge. So it's becomes difficult for them to navigate new environments without being financially stable. So then there comes, budgeting, and they don't have much experience budgeting. So we like to, make that process smoother for them by walking them through certain budgeting tips. We go through spending plan template, and we help them fill it out to help them visualize what expenses may come up or what expenses they should expect in the future. And by taking those little steps, it more definitely helps them manage their finances later on through college.
Do you think it helps being a peer, being able to talk to them on the same, level sounds like the wrong phrase to use, but doing the peer-to-peer counseling?
Yeah, definitely. At least from my experience, being also on the other side, talking to another peer or another college student within the same grade level or even like a few grade levels higher, is definitely more relaxing and it's less intimidating, just because you have someone who may have gone through something similar more recently. And it's just, there's like different level of comfort when talking with someone your age. It feels like you're talking to a friend rather than like a professional. And by eliminating that barrier, it's also easier to help, you know, educate these students and also understand them. And by having that possible experience recently, you can also share some growth that I guess the educator also experienced. And, you know, just by having that, that time frame close within each other definitely plays a role, just because, you know, it helps them feel more comfortable knowing that they're not the only ones that are going through something like that.
And I imagine you make sure that they know that that's like a judgment-free environment.
Yeah, that's one of the things we go over during training as well. Like many of these students are hesitant, but also, you know, scared and anxious to even talk about finances. And that's something we have to understand walking into every appointment and every workshop, because everyone has a different level of comfort when talking about their own finances. And everything is kind of, even though the material stays the same, the way you approach certain workshops, certain appointments varies like widely, because, you know, you never know what any person may be going through. And you just have to be, you know, have that open mind and be able to be willing to help that student, you know, whatever, however ways you can. And it's also a good feeling, you know, at the end of the day, when you know that student has also had like a positive impact by obtaining like some resources.
Do you have online resources if a student maybe just wants to be able to start planning their financial literacy or learning more about their financial literacy for them to use?
Yeah, so BFFs is partnered and linked with iGrad. So iGrad is a self-learning tool. It's also accessible through Cal Central. It's free for all students. And there you could find courses regarding all types of financial literacy, even partially investing, retirement, savings, loans, debt. They have activities that you could do on your own. Articles, videos. So that source, you know, has tons of stuff of financial literacy related. And that's something we like to push within our space whenever we do workshops or talk to, you know, students in our appointments. And just by spreading out that iGrad is free for everybody and, you know, should be taken advantage of if, you know, you do feel like you need more assistance, it's definitely there. Free of cost. So that's something that, you know, is accessible for everybody.
Is there a way for students to stay up to date for if you offer any workshops?
Yeah, so we are most active in our Instagram page. And that's, if I remember correctly, at ucb.bffs on Instagram. And other than that, our website, financialaid.berkeley.edu/bffs, is also one of them. And that's where we'll be most of the time posting our, you know, any few tips about, especially on our Instagram page, we post like a few tips about financial literacy. If we have raffles going on, sometimes we have raffles where if you complete a certain amount of iGrad courses, you'll be entered into a raffle to win maybe a gift card. We also have a newsletter that you could sign up for, and and a blog. It varies on how it comes out or how often it releases. But we also have the blog. So in total, I would say most of the information will be relayed through either the blogs, newsletters, Instagram page, and our website. Our Instagram page is also linked to our Facebook, but so you'll most likely see like duplicate content. So, but we're most active on Instagram.
Okay. And I'll make sure that in our, on the podcast page, I'll have links to all of that as well. So everybody can click on it real easily. So when can new students that are just coming in start to use the resources? Do they need to be on campus or do they have to wait till August?
Yeah. Any student who's registered within Berkeley, whether that be a we've already had a few students who are haven't even started, well, who recently been admitted and haven't been on campus yet, already use our services. And as long as you could access the appointment portal through the Berkeley website, I believe you choose your CalNet ID, you're able to use our resources. And right now we're offering virtual appointments, even throughout the summer. Appointment times or appointment hours may vary, or office hours may vary based on just because we have a limited amount of staff working in the summer. But throughout the school year, through academic year, you should expect, you know, Monday options to book Monday through Friday. Usually our office hours are between 9 to 2, 9 to 3, or 10 to 2, 10 to 3, depending on, again, like just peer educator schedules and how they can best accommodate office hours. But along that range of time. But yeah, we're offering virtual appointments, virtual workshops, virtual presentations. Let's say a group wants to schedule us to talk about spending plan. We could do that virtually. I know we're moving back on campus and we still don't know how that's going to work or how we're going to offer our services. But if there is some type of in-person or activity, I'm pretty sure some of our peer educators will be willing to go. But as of now, regardless of, you know, what, how we're doing or how we're, you know, shifting our workplace, we're still going to be offering our services one way or another. But most definitely, being virtual will be one of the top priorities just to accommodate everybody.
And if a student wanted to make one of those virtual appointments with a peer, is it just a link on the website?
Yeah, there's a option on the website where you could book an appointment. And once you click that, it'll redirect you to a site where you could pick, you know, if you have a preference on which peer educator you want to pick, or a time preference, it's all listed there, a date as well. And you're able to, you know, add a note or something depending on what you want to talk about. And then it'll just, you know, you'll receive email confirmation, and then you'll be set.
Okay. And are there resources for students that if they find themselves struggling with any kind of basic needs during the school year that you're able to point them towards?
Yeah. So if you come into our office, you know, maybe requesting special needs or basic needs, whether it be financially, maybe housing or food insecurity, we do have a list of, you know, resources you could access, but we also work alongside the Basic Needs Center a few times in the semester. So we like to redirect students there as well. Also, let's see, 3 programs on campus. But we most definitely have resources for you to reach out to in case, you know, you don't know where to go. Feel free to drop in into our office and we'll be more than happy to guide you to the right place if, you know, our services aren't what's needed to, you know, help support that student.
So when you think back to when you first started at Cal a couple years ago, was there something that you wish you had done differently when it came to your financial planning?
I personally would, you know, maybe would like to have more experience or more practice budgeting, just because, you know, there are many expenses that you're not accounting for. And it's one thing to kind of, you know, prepare yourself, I may need to, you know, spend money on this when I go to campus, but you really don't know until you're there, just because, you know, something unexpected might come up. And I think that's also like the best way to learn. Like, you know, even though you may read about something like, or be prepared for something or for X, Y, and Z, you're really not going to know until you're there. And you actually, you know, you're basically like, you know, live managing your finances. So, and again, I mean, it's not really like much like something I would have wanted to do before coming in here, but more like understanding that it's kind of a process and it's okay to, you know, feel overwhelmed. But you know, the more you do it, the easier it gets, and, you know, the better you'll be able to manage your finances. But again, it's a process. And even though you, like, I may have not known much about budgeting, besides, you know, this job helping me in that, with the experience as well. It helped me kind of, you know, alleviate some of that stress, and just by, you know, constantly monitoring my finances throughout the years.
And your financial planning forms for budgeting take into consideration a lot of the expenses that a college student would have.
Yeah. So we have a spending plan template. It's actually also accessible on our website. And there we list, we like to kind of break down budgets monthly. We have categories where you could fill out, you know, your monthly rent, utilities. We also break it down between fixed and flexible expenses. So fixed expenses being, you know, expenses that aren't really changed month by month. So it'll be probably like your rent, your maybe a car payment or phone plan. And then you have your flexible expenses, which include groceries, toiletries, haircuts, and all that. So little things, you know, college students typically pay for, we kind of have them listed there. And that's how we kind of break down expenses. Again, it might vary slightly student by student. Maybe they have, you know, different expenses that are to account for. But in the template, we break it down monthly, and then we see, you know, where we can make adjustments. So that's, you know, that's a very helpful tool, which is also, like I said, accessible to, you know, even if you don't make an appointment with us, it's accessible on that website. If you would also like to, you know, play around with that tool.
Is there anything that we haven't talked about today that you wanted to cover, or something that you wanted to reiterate?
Definitely, you know, being patient. Financial literacy is a big topic, and, you know, it's not expected, or don't feel rushed to kind of understand everything all at once. I would say first kind of focus on the basics. So like savings and budgeting. And once you figure out that how to, you know, better save your money, better budget your money, you'll notice that transition to, you know, credit cards, to loans, everything becoming that much easier, just because you've already built that foundation. So take your time. It's not a race. It's better to, you know, master these skills early on when you're young, rather than, you know, mess up drastically when you're older, just because, you know, you have, when you're younger, you have more time to recover. So it's okay to be overwhelmed at first. Understand everything's a process, and just trusting yourself, you know, through that learning, through accessing, and don't be afraid also to access resources. BFFs is, that's why BFFs is here and exists, to help students who are in need. So yeah, I mean, don't be afraid to, you know, access resources, and always remember to stay patient, and, you know, just trust yourself and the knowledge that you're constantly gaining.
Well, thank you so much, Diego, for joining us today. This has been really useful information that I'm excited to share with the students.
Of course, anytime. And again, feel free to stop by our office or virtually schedule an appointment or email us if you have any other questions.
And like I said, I'm going to have all those links will be on our website for engineering.berkeley.edu/ESS podcast. And we always like to have the important links there all gathered for you. And thank you to everyone for joining us today on the Not So Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. And I look forward to podcasting with you next week.